Carter felt the smile spread across his face. He did want to see more than that. He wanted to see the deep red that spilled from the wounds, to hear the shouts of pleasure and agony that were torn from Brayden's lips. He wanted to let go of all the confusing thoughts and frustrations running through his mind. "Maybe I'm trying to be all controlled and shit." Brayden huffed an annoyed sigh. "We both know that's not what either of us wants." Brayden spread his legs a little wider and lowered his face to the bed, effectively lifting his ass higher up and giving Carter the best view. "Now, fuck me like a wolf and stop playing like you're a puppy."
Puppy.
A deep growl came from Carter. He pressed Brayden's head harder against the bed and fisted his hands once more in his hair.
"You're gonna regret that," Carter said on a snarl.
Brayden fucking moaned.
"I seriously doubt that."
Carter moved until he was lined up with Brayden's hole. He spat in his hands a few times before he rubbed it on his dick and Brayden's hole. He roughly thrust his fingers in. Brayden was tight all around him. Brayden groaned and flexed his hips back to meet Carter's fingers.
"Greedy vampire."
Carter withdrew his fingers, knowing they wouldn't be enough for Brayden. He got off on being stretched and fucked to within an inch of his life. They both did. Spit was never as good as lube, not as slick. But that was the point. Carter pressed the head of his cock at Brayden's entrance. He didn't press to enter. And every time Brayden rocked back, Carter would move back too. It was a game. One Carter was enjoying both his human and predator side. A whimper from Brayden was music to his fucking ears. Carter let loose. All the anger and frustration, he let it flow through him along with his wolf. Carter let Brayden's hair go as he wrapped his arms under Brayden's. He pierced the flesh on Brayden's shoulder, and with a growl, he pulled Brayden onto his dick, making both of them groan in unison. Heat tightened around him and threatened to not let him go. Carter pulled out, and Brayden's hole felt as if it never wanted to let him go, sucking him back in greedily. He tightened his hole, then pulled out only when the tip was stretching Brayden's hole. Carter stared at it for a moment, and a smile tugged at the corner of his lips. He thrust back in with his full strength, earning him a surprise shout from Brayden. Carter continued to pull out slowly, making sure Brayden felt every inch of his cock as it dragged against his inner walls. Ruby red droplets ran down Brayden's back and over his ass. The scratches healed. Seeing the crimson liquid spurred Carter on, he growled as he picked up the pace, fucking into Brayden as if all the shit in Carter's life that went bad was his fault. Brayden moaned and cried out underneath him. Carter yanked his claws out, coated with more of Brayden's blood. Carter gripped Brayden's hips and changed his angle, banging against Brayden's prostate. He continued his onslaught as he watched more blood drip from the wounds until they started to close up. Carter pierced Brayden's side and scraped down his flesh, which gave way to Carter's claws. There was nothing slow about it. It was fast and vicious. Brayden's head went back as a needy moan left his lips.
"Yes, more."
Carter lost himself in the sound of pounding flesh, the smell of blood, and the rising anger that pushed his half shift. As he got closer to climax, he so desperately craved. He continued to claw at Brayden's skin, piercing his flesh with the razor-sharp claws, only to let it heal, and then moving to another area. He pulled out and flipped Brayden over. Vampires didn't need to breathe, but Brayden's chest was rising with each shuddering breath. It made Carter smirk that Brayden forgot himself enough that he was reduced to this begging mess of a vampire. Brayden was on his back on the bed, the white comforter now stained red with the amount of blood spilled. Carter admired glorious creamy skin on display under him and instantly took his claws down Brayden's chest, making an X of blood appear. Brayden's eyes rolled in the back of his head as his hips lifted and a low groan left him.